This is Weed.
And this is Whack with Wowdy Gardens. We're an organic gardening show telling you great solutions that don't cost any money.
Right. And today we'd like to talk about companion planting. We're going to, I find it a complex topic. We're going to limit it to the three sister method, which is corn,
pole beans, and winter squash.
Right.
And we're going to imagine planting a 4x4 area, say a large planter.
Right.
And then we'd have corn in the center, beans around it, and then squash sprawled throughout. So the squash leaves would shade the corn roots, the aerial corn roots, which helps the corn. The beans will put nitrogen in the soil, which will make everything grow better.
Absolutely.
And the corn will hold up the beans.
Right. And I like to put flowers around the edge of this contraption.
Sure.
Myself.
An edible flower would be a good one, would be nasturtium.
Absolutely. And those seem to reseed themselves and come back on their own.
Yeah, easy to do. A lot of annuals do that.
Right. Yeah. And as you say, edible as well.
Uh-huh. The flower itself is edible.
But there are charts online that I find rather confusing. But in reality, most plants get along with each other and like to grow close enough to each other. Not, you know, they don't all want to be touching.
Well, the idea with this companion planting is you can put the plants closer together and they will help each other out.
Right.
And so I myself have not tried it yet, but I'm going to try and do it this year. Weed said earlier that he has not tried it, done it successfully yet. So we're going to try it. He's going to try it this year. So you all should try it as well.
Actually, I've been reading about this as a kid, how Native Americans used to plant.
Right.
So we're going to try it.
Absolutely.
I bet the Smithsonian has an exhibit or two on it.
We should find out. Okay, folks.
Thanks for tuning in.
Until next week, we are Weed and Whack. Join us next week, and we'll be back.